Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Anatoly Belichuk, the president of Business Consul, a BPM development and consultancy firm located in Moscow, Russia. Anatoly has been in enterprise applications business since 1990 and in BPM since 2005. Many of you may know Anatoly from his always on-point comments on the BPM forum. And in this podcast, we're going to drill down on BPM done right. So first of all, Anatoly, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me, Peter. It's an honor.
In the recent BPM-ACM debate, you said that most of the criticisms toward BPM is actually targeting not BPM, but BPM done wrong. Can you tell me what's BPM done right, then?
Okay, Peter, thank you for the question. Yes, I truly believe that, first of all, there is a kind of understanding between part of how to do BPM, right? But the problem is that there are many small factors that can dramatically affect your BPM initiative and actually ruin it. One example of this I can give is the BPM Book of Knowledge. It's actually a great work. I appreciate it a lot, and I especially enjoyed the part which is devoted to enterprise BPM. But, you know, it presents implementation matters in a very waterfall-oriented approach. And I can see that maybe directly, maybe indirectly, but this is one of the major points that its ACM pundits are attacking. And they're quite right, because if you do it in a waterfall-like approach, there is no room for agility. So it's not a BPM, actually.
Interesting. Now, how can a single aspect of BPM done wrong kill an entire project?
Well, if you approach it with a waterfall instead of agile, instead of short development cycles, you will probably end with a very rigid system, which isn't a BPM system, in essence, which is another one corporate application. Or another example, if you take the wrong process, so if you try to make your project safe and to take the process which nobody cares about, then all your initiative will be the one that nobody is caring about, and you will fail. So, by the way, there was an interesting post from Gary Comerford exactly on this matter quite recently. He said that there is always one key factor which for the success of your initiative. But I would like to add that maybe there is one key factor for success, but there is always several key factors for failure. And this is the problem. So you must know a lot and be careful about several things at once. And this is why the BPM professional services are of demand for major of customers.
Definitely. Now, what type of BPM implementation do you feel has the greatest chance then for success?
Well, I can speak only on the experience of our company and on our local market conditions. From my perspective, well, it depends of what you consider to be success. If you measure success of the volume of software sales, that is one story. But if you care about really successful implementation, meaning some visible and sustainable changes in company's performance, then my conclusion is that you should target the mid-sized business, because the large enterprises are tough for this target. It's just hard to find someone who really cares about these things, who is passionate enough to make big changes, to do something. Just business as usual is a dominating paradigm at big entities. And mid-sized enterprises are much more promising at this aspect. You can hopefully find someone who is really interested and motivated to do something, and you have chances to make a good project and get some very valuable knowledge for it, which will be probably accepted by other companies, whether mid-size or large enterprises.
Gotcha. Now, what are the most business-critical process issues for a company?
Well, as I said, we always try to find the processes which affect the company's performance. And I can see a big field for BPM initiative in resource planning, because I'm not sure that it can be stretched to all over the globe, to United States, for example. But here in Russia, most of ERP implementations are really not about planning. The letter P is misleading there. They cover just accounting and bookkeeping, and this is the majority of implementation. But the need of resource planning, of enterprise-wide resource planning, is here. It doesn't disappear. So I can see a big opportunity here for BPM, because all this stuff require a lot of processes to be properly established and managed.
Great. Now, can you discuss some of your ideas on BPM suites or BPMS?
Okay. My feeling of current BPMS technology is that we actually have a great tool, but we have not enough knowledge how to use it, how to use it right, how to use it best. It's like getting back 20 or 25 years and have a great DBMS system and don't having any knowledge about what the third normal form is. To gather more knowledge, more experience about how to use BPMS for real-world processes. Because if you look at examples which BPMS vendors provide, the most popular example of processes they present are things like vacation request and something expenses report, which you probably agree don't affect anything really. And this is a shame, and we need more. There are initiatives for presenting real-world BPM example, and it's a great thing, but we are at the beginning of this road today. So this is how I see it, BPMS market today.
Gotcha. Now, what do you see for BPM for the rest of 2011?
Well, I believe that this BPM-SAM debate you referred at the beginning was very productive, and at the end we will see most of BPMS enabled by ACM capabilities, and this is a great thing because there are really a full spectrum of structured, high structured, low structured, and unstructured processes and cases. So we need to cover all the spectrum, and probably we'll see a big process in integrating social thing, Twitter-like communication within BPMS. And of course, mobile extensions to BPM are of great demand, because many of possible process users which were not involved enough are now all equipped with iPhones, iPads, and this gives a chance, and they like it, they like to play with them, and it gives us a chance to get them involved into critical business processes, which is a great thing and a valuable target.
Excellent. So it definitely sounds like an exciting year ahead. And this is eBizQ's Peter Schoff speaking with Anatoly Balychuk of Business Consult. Thank you so much for some excellent information, Anatoly.
Thank you, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.